Have you ever noticed you're noticing? Sometimes I notice that I notice so much that I get trapped in noticing my noticing. I like noticing all kinds of things. The way Dad always steals sheets of ham out of the pack in the fridge and thinks nobody sees him do it. The way our next door neighbour, Henrietta, gets so embarrassed after she's told us off that she hides behind the washing line and pretend innocently hums the tune to one of those soaps my mum watches. The way Cyril, the man who lives across the road, always looks the woman in the flower shop in the eye for ages and ages, like they're the only two people in the world that count, even though Cyril has a Mrs. Cyril. So obviously don't say I told you. This is called noticing, I guess. This book is made for noticers. The curious ones. You know, the ones who peep through spy holes when they're not meant to. The ones who nose into people's front rooms on their walk home from school. The ones who pretend they're doing up their shoelaces when really they are sneakily listening in to a conversation. Of course, this book isn't for everybody, like how mushrooms aren't for me. Well, here is who this book is not for. Boring people, and Donald Pincher, and Jamie Haddock, and young babies. I am Darcy, and I am 10, but so nearly 11. I have long hair that I never brush, that everybody says is like a bird's nest, will turn into dreadlocks one day if I'm not careful. But in my eyes, I am mythical and magical, and my hair is just another thing that makes me more so.